Upstate, good morning to you once again, and happy Sunday. We had such a beautiful week this past week. The sunshine has really had my mind on spring and summertime, so really excited about it. But my dad used to always say, you know, don't rush your days away. So the key is enjoying the moment right now, which I definitely am. So once again, happy Sunday to everyone. Really excited this morning to have Stacy Gardine on the phone with me. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. So happy to have you on, my multi-talented friend.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So talk to us a little bit about who Stacy Gardine is. I met you so many years ago, probably when I first came to Greenville, and I knew you as the photographer that everyone called on for all of our major events. I you know, would see you photographing different events. I think, gosh, I can't even name all of them, but so many different events around Greenville. And then, you know, I saw some of your other work. You're an amazing photographer. So talk to us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, so I wasn't born in Greenville. I was born in Yuma, Arizona, but my mom's from Trinidad and Tobago, and so we moved there for a while before we came to South Carolina. So I moved here in the early 90s, and I've been here ever since. And, you know, went to Greenville County Schools, went to USC Upstate in Spartanburg, and the things that I studied, you know, how it goes sometimes, what you went to school for isn't exactly what you end up doing. But it's kind of close. So I studied communications and was going to do the news on television, but I wasn't feeling it that much, but I always loved photography. And so I graduated in 2008, you know, the middle of a recession, so there weren't any jobs available anyway. So I ended up going into insurance and just really still wanted to have that creative outlet. So I started doing photography on the side. And while I was just, you know, shooting people with their family and friends and things like that, I started getting contacted about shooting events for people like the Greenville Chamber of Commerce. So I shot a lot of the Net Night events, Art Slam Live, just different events around the town, especially minority events. And I really just have a passion for women's portraits. So a lot of people are seeing my more artistic side now with Stacy Gardine portraits. And then I wrote a book. So I just released that at the end of last year, and it's getting a lot of good feedback and just really trying to explore all the different talents that I have and just put it out there and, you know, just try to bless people with it.
I love that. I love that. So did that feel like a natural transition to you? Because going from photography into, it's a children's book,
yes.
And it's called, talk to us about the title. It's Mandy.
Yeah, Mandy Tangled in a Web. And as far as it being a natural transition, it's kind of just, I'm like a melting pot of different things, different ideas. So I model on the side, I do a little bit of acting, have done voiceover work, and writing, it's just creativity just runs in my family. And I have really vivid dreams a lot. And I had a story that just kept happening over and over in my life. And I wanted to write about it. Because I felt like it was something that would be relevant for other people. But I started with the children's version, but it was honestly just me repeating things over and over again, not learning the lesson that was, trying to be taught to me. And I felt like when you describe things to children, it can be received by everyone. So eventually, I still want to do a teen version and an adult version, but I feel like when you can teach things like you're teaching it to a child, everyone can learn. So I felt like that was the best avenue to start with it.
I love that. And how many of us have not been there? You know, they say God, you know, teaches you lessons over and over again until you get it.
Yes.
And so many of us have been in that situation. So I love the idea of you starting with the children's book and then moving into the teen and then the adult. That's a great idea.
Thank you.
Now, one of the things I noticed about the book, because thank you so much for my copy. The illustrations are so beautiful as well as the message of the story. Who illustrated the book for you?
So there's a woman out in Oklahoma named Stephanie Hyder.
Wow.
We met in an illustrators group on Facebook. And she she just, I went to her website to just check out, you know, her portfolio. And I'm all about bright colors and just lively looking illustrations, because I've checked out a few people. But hers just had that kind of like a watercolory mixed with like cartoony. So it was like the perfect blend of what I felt like if I could draw like that,
right,
it would be like that. So yeah. So she came highly recommended in the group. So we met up on, you know, Zoom, and we made it happen.
That is awesome. And that's really a testament to what you can do even in trying times.
Yes.
And also a testament to, you know, you can use Facebook for productive means. I mean,
people
downplay social media a lot, but this is a case where two people came together and made something happen, something beautiful.
Yeah, and I use it mainly for my business, but I always, like you said, a lot of people, you know, they say, oh, it can just be so negative, but I always say, you know, no matter what it is, life is what you make it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want something to be for good, you can make anything for good. So it's definitely good for business.
Wow. Now, I know there are a lot of young people and even a lot of adults that that really want to venture into, say, writing. What would be your advice to them? Like, what was, I know that you had the idea. Mm-hmm. What were your first steps towards making that idea come to fruition?
So, for me, the first step was getting it on paper.
Mm-hmm.
So getting it out of my head onto paper. And then the second step was getting feedback. So a good friend of mine, Tony Snipes, he connected me with a group called Write to Ignite. And so what they do is they have what's a conference that has publishers come, and they come and they critique your work to see if, you know, if it would be received well on the market.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a little bit intimidating, but I think that is the most important thing that you can ever do, because writing is one thing, but writing it and then wanting to sell it is a totally different story. So if you want to be an author and you want to make money from it, you have to look at it as it's a product, and it has to be something that is desirable. So I had a lot of revisions to make it marketable, and to basically niche it down to who it would benefit the most. So getting that age range locked down and then being able to talk to them on their level. So it had about 3 or 4 revisions before it got out. So it was 8 or 9 years in the making.
Wow. And that's a lesson in itself. One of the things I tell young people all the time, and it is a lesson I had to learn when I was younger too, is you have to be able to accept constructive criticism.
Yes.
That is really key. You can't just, a lot of people get offended, but there are so many people. Tony Snipes, I'm glad you brought him up. He is one of the most creative people I know.
Yes.
And he is such a networker. He really wants to help people, you know, live fully into their best potential. And so he was really a great person for you to sort of take on as a mentor, I think. And that's the key too, is finding someone who you can trust to give you that type of advice.
Yeah, he's so instrumental, in my personal opinion, in the local artist community. And just the connections, like you said, that he makes, and he's really selfless. And I feel like that is the only way that the art community is able to thrive, is when we connect each other to other people, to pull each other up, because it can be hard. And then, like you said, the critique, that is the only way we're going to grow. So if you're not open to critique, the only thing you can expect is to go down from there.
Right, right. If you're going to be offended by someone who's trying to, you know, genuinely trying to help you. And the other lesson is, you know, you didn't think about this on Saturday and have the book out, you know, on the following Friday. Like you said, it took 8 to 9 years in the making.
Yeah, and I feel like it definitely probably could have gone a lot faster, but because, one, I take critique, but it takes me a minute, so I had to I had to digest it.
Right.
And then there was a lot of self-doubt in the process. But then once I finally got through all of that, the financial side was the next part. So I wanted to make sure that the illustrations looked like something that you would find mainstream. So mm-hmm. I decided to go the self-publishing route, but I still wanted it to look like, you know, Penguin or someone else could have put it out.
Right.
So doing that required a lot more money than just any like Fiverr or Upwork illustrator might charge.
Mm-hmm.
So it was definitely an investment. And I wanted to front the bill myself so that I could say that I did it. But the next time I probably will do a Kickstarter or something mm-hmm. like that to get some community support.
Mm-hmm. Well, now I really just want to encourage people to go ahead and get the book. You know, Easter is coming up and you know, kids like candy in their Easter baskets, but what a great thing to have in an Easter basket. You know, a book that is going to last them for so long and could be passed down to other generations as well. That's what I think of books. You know, I can still think of the books I read when I was a kid. I went to Barnes & Noble is still one of my favorite places to go.
Yeah.
And my mom took me one day and Judy Blume was there and I got my book signed by Judy Blume. And I still
so
think
awesome.
About that to this day. I encourage parents to look up the book. It's called Mandy Tangled in a Web. It's a great Easter basket stuffer or Easter basket gift. Where can people buy the book?
Yeah, so they can find it on Amazon. And speaking of Barnes & Noble, it's also on barnesandnoble.com. And then my website also can link you to all of that. So it's just stacygardine.com/author.
Awesome. And Stacy is with EY?
Yes, S-T-A-C-E-Y, and Gardine is G-A-R-D-I-N.
Perfect, perfect. All righty. And you also have social media pages that people can go to and take a look as well, correct?
Yes. So it's Stacy Gardine on Facebook, Instagram, and I think also on Twitter, but Facebook is the main one.
Perfect, perfect. I also want to, your dad is a jazz musician, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. And he, one of my favorite places to go was Blues Boulevard. And I have to get back there. But he has purchased the Greenville Blues Boulevard. So, you know, we want to give that a shout out because there are so many businesses in Greenville and beyond that need a little boost right now just because we've been in a pandemic and people aren't going out as they once did. So please look up Blues Boulevard and look into them and maybe take a trip out there one day.
Yes, it's definitely an awesome way to just unwind in the weekend evenings. It's an amazing atmosphere and great food now too.
Most definitely. Stacy, thank you so much for calling in this morning. And I will have your information, Mandy and the Tangled Web, up on all of my social media pages as well.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.